Are there different kinds of watermelon?
Do you know?
Yes and no. I know the sizes.
What are they?
Different. Well, there's the long, the big long ones, oblong ones.
What do they look like outside?
They're green.
Solid green?
Some are solid green and some are green with like stripes on them. And there's also the round ones with stripes on them.
What color are they inside? Is it
red?
All red? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one that was yellow inside?
A watermelon? No.
And, you know, we were talking about mushrooms a minute ago. What do you call the ones that you don't eat? I'd just say,
like, you know, they were poisonous or something like that.
Have you ever heard another name that, you know, like for those big white ones that pop up in the rain, you associate with the little animal at the top?
Toadstools.
And if a man had a sore throat, you know, and so the inside of his throat was all swollen, you'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
And what do people smoke?
Cigarettes.
Or?
Pipes? Cigars?
And if there were a lot of people at a party, you know, having a good time, you know, maybe they'd all be standing around the piano, you'd say, well, they were just
having a ball.
What were they doing around the piano?
Singing.
And then somebody would tell a funny joke and they'd all be
laughing.
And if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
any trouble.
Well, you know, you might not be around to return it, the favor, so you say, mm-hmm. But I don't want to be, it's like an invitation. You might not accept an invitation to something because you wouldn't want to have to invite them up. So you say, thank you, but I don't want to be.
I don't know exactly what you mean.
Would you ever say you didn't want to be
a bother?
Obliged.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Did you ever say you didn't want to be a beholden to them?
No.
What about
obligated? I might say that.
So how would you say that?
I wouldn't say it to their face.
So what would you say?
If someone invited me to something like that, I'd probably just say no thank you or something like that.
Well, if somebody asked you to do something, you might say, you know, they asked you if you can do it. You say, sure,
I can.
And I said, can you? It was impossible. You say, no, I
can't.
And if somebody asked you, you know, about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, listen, I got up to work before sun up, and all the work I'm going to do today.
I've done all the work.
And if you were talking about, a terrible accident maybe up the road or something, you'd say by the time the doctor got there, the victim was
dead.
Would you ever hear done dead?
No.
Done dead. Well, if you're talking about a situation somebody's in, you'd say, well, what, to be careful?
A situation? What do you mean?
Well, if somebody was this tall, and they were 25 years old, and they were 3.5 feet tall, well, you said, well, he just isn't as tall as he
should be.
Would you have to say it in any other way? Isn't as tall as he
ought to be.
And and if somebody says, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard tonight, they'd say, but
I bet you won't do it.
Would you ever hear, but I bet you daren't?
No, I've heard it, but not around here.
Where do you hear it?
Like on television or something.
You and Aaron, you probably.
No.
And, what? If you knew, when you first agreed, you know, to go somewhere, if you knew when you first agreed to go somewhere that you, what,
to
your mother?
You know,
before you left, You too. Well, I what? Tell my mother.
I forgot to tell her. What do you mean?
And
I should have told her.
And I
ought to tell her.
And what if a boy got a whipping, you know, you'd say? I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Is there another way of saying that?
Oughtn't to have done, but I wouldn't say that, most likely.
And if you were refusing, like, really strongly, you'd say, no matter how many times you ask me to do it, I won't.
I won't.
And when you get something done, you know, it was hard work and you did it all by yourself, you know, you and your friend, you know, stand around, you might say, you've done it all by yourself, and your friend just stood there and watched. You say, well, you might. Did you ever say you might? Or you might have. You might have. You might have.
Helped?
You know, how would you say you?
I'd probably say you could have helped.